we now want to start Beis Hashem, the Lachos of Tu Bishvat.
Tu Bishvat in Giyah, Chagah, Ilah, now.
Okay, you remember these questions will be on the test. Mr. Fletcher, keep typing. These questions are going to be on the test.
He's such an avid note taker.
Unbelievable.
What did I must know? When we get to the levels of Tu Bishvat, so first of all, like this. The Vishnu Rebbe, the Eilige Vishnu Rebbe said that Matish are like this. He said, Be'etzem, just like we know, that it's not Shaykh to have a Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur without a Elul to begin with, to prepare. So, remember, before we have a Eilige Tu Bishvat, we have to have a Shevavim. Well, you know that we're holding now in Shevavim, in Yoni Kedusha, who tried to be Marvin, Kedusha, and the Divin Zachin. Try to forsake our various averis that we're holding in. And the Be'etzem, you should know that Tzaddikim, Tu Bishvat, was a very choshev day. But the Tzaddikim, by the Rebbe's, oh, we'll get to that, Hashem. By the Rebbe's, they were dressed, Big Day Shabbos, Zerbi, a Yom Tov, Horai, the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins, in, Kuf, Lamed, Aleph. Now we do not say Tachanun. There is no Tachanun on Tu Bishvat. Oh, but it's a very choshev yom. Now, Be'ez Hashem, we have to explain where did this come from? Because the choshev is a bit of a funny thing. Who knows the Makor in Shas, the Tu Bishvat? Very good. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, I'm working on the candies, don't worry.
You know the whole
Shas,
right?
Now, Be'ez Hashem, the Mishnah tells us that a Tu Bishvat nidon ala Elon, right? Elon. The Eilige Rebbe Yitzchak says, what's Pshat Elon? Why is it Elon? Trees. Why Elon? Tree. So the Eilige Rebbe Yitzchak, Pshat is, which tree is it talking about?
The Esrog tree.
And Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to this Indian about the Esrog. It's a tremendous art. People really didn't make fun. They say, hey, don't be Esrog. What does it mean? It means that when it comes to Sukkot, all the Bochum are running around like Sukkot, you know, complaining, oh, I've got a black spot here, I can't find the night Esrog. You don't realize. Yeah. You're davening on Tu Bishvat has a direct effect on the Esrog that you will get. So we have to explain what that means, where this comes from. Then we'll get to Beit Hashem. Oh, but one thing we know clear, that Vavet Tu Bishvat is a day of Choshev Yom. Now where is the Makar? Rabbi Yitzchak, where is the Makar for eating fruits on Tu Bishvat?
Hello?
Because
the
Jesus
can't
learn over here. What? Cheesecake. The Magen Avraham, Rabbi Yitzchak, it's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simon, Kuflam and Aleph, tells us that the Heilig Yerushalmi, who knows Yerushalmi, Soy, Pere, Kedushin. So the Yerushalmi, that a person, when he comes to Olam Haba, is going to get judged for every single food that he did not eat on this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Kavad Gazachin in this world for a person to taste. And if you don't taste it, not wheat. And if you don't taste it, then the head of a person will have to give Din the husband.
Why does Hashem create heroin?
Temporary paralysis.
Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara says that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Issa for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Heter for, right? Like those that know. Anybody wants to eat Basar B'Cholah, what do you do?
I know.
Oh, you have to run away. Very good, I don't have a cow, those are the Gemara, same taste. Now, Who? Ben Bakua, Ulet Schneider.
Very good, very good.
I the mountain. Now, for Essen, you have to know, very important to know, that I got this bold in front of it, see it, that a person, Mr. Bletcher, has a choice, good or bad, and it pulls him both ways. And a person has to try and choose the good and not the bad. But I got this bold puts the bad in order that it should be an equal choice for a person in this world. Now, I'm going to bite your voice out. So the Magnavon tells us that Minikin Klal Yisrael on Heiliger Tu Bishvat is to be marve in fruits. And this is the Magnavon Lemaisa. What does that mean? That is the mitzvah for a person to have choshev of fruits, shebesafinim, shechiyonim fruits. It's a very choshev of Minikin Klal Yisrael, Mr. Tarah. And just like we like the Mekayim, every Magnavon in Hilchot Shabbos and in Hilchot everything else, just as any over here, Minikin Klal Yisrael is that we try and Mekayim is Minik. And we try and eat Gavaldic of fruits on Tu Bishvat. Now, Rabbi said, the Oilim knows that our Lord has been hogging when it comes to Tu Bishvat. The Minigar Rizal, Yesh Oimim, 15 fruits. Yesh Oimim, 30 fruits. It's a major, major, major shayla. How many fruits a person has to have to be used in this Heilige Minute of Klal Yisrael? Now, does anybody know why we have dry fruits on Tu Bishvat? Dry fruits. And then comes the gula. So to a dry fruit. Dry fruit, look at it. It's dry. It's shriveled down. It's no gishmak. Taste it. It's like a shmak at time. Shows that even something like that can be gavaldi. I know it's the time. Wait,
I know what shmak is.
What is shmak? Generally, it seems to be saying for a reason. I have no idea why. But Esma, I'm looking at shmak.
High school. High school.
Shoybivim,
What are we talking about?
But then we're going to spell the shiurim and the shiurim. Today we're going to speak about the bracha. Rabbi, oh, shechionu. Then we're going to speak about Beis Hashem halachos of kedimas habrachas. That means on Tu Bishvat that they have in front of you a whole selection, fruits and vegetables. Which bracha comes first? Which fruit comes first? Not so posh matters. Mamas don't you know? I gave a shiur mamas last night on this, and the only one mom they can believe that. What do you mean? I always thought that shiur zaminin comes first. It's not true. We'll get to Beis Hashem and kedimas habrachas. But we say these questions are worth 200 shekel. 200 shekel. Anyone who wants to pay for the upcoming trip? 200 shekel. The test is coming up very, very soon.
I'm not
going to
interest.
Say that, 200 and another 200. Say that. I'm sure the Shiva will probably get credit the next few weeks.
Is that money for the test? Is that a red test?
Yeah, I'm going to make a test.
It's going to be a test on the...
It's going to be what we said on Boiler. And based on what we said basically.
I will be selling my notes for a minimum price of 75 shekels for page.
What? Okay, everybody said, what is Shechi?
No means,
okay, everybody said like this. Chazal Masakin, that if we get something brand new, we make a Shechi Yonu. Why do we make a Shechi Yonu? Because we thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for putting us in this matzah. For example, a person buy in the olden days, right? You get yourself a new house. Make a Shechi Yonu. What's the pshat? Because the first simcha that you have, we're getting a new house. A person, for example, Amor, not nowadays so much, gets a brand new suit. It was a glorious simcha. Person gets a brand new suit, it's like a malta gaza. Remember, make a Shechi Yonu. Plus, there's a big shine in the Elocha. I'm not getting into it. Oh, but the answer a person has to know. When a person buys a new suit, he buys a new pair of jewelry for whatever it may be, he makes a Shechi Yonu. Now, Chazal Masakin, that fruits also can be also a Shechi Yonu. What's the pshat? Comes along with Moshe Shtelberg. So good Moshe Shtelberg, and he laughs at all these people when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. What are they doing? What do the people have Shekhion on the table of Shana? The star fruit. The prickly pear. These weird fruits that nobody ever saw in their lives. You bring it in the Makolet. All of a sudden comes the Tubish Bat. You show this fruit that you never saw what these things are. Sukkot Mishnah, that's not a simcha.
What? You get a simcha when you see a star fruit?
Sukkot Mishnah, what are you talking about? Not that a simcha Chazal was sacking. Chazal was sacking a simcha, for example. When you in the olden days, suddenly apples came into the season, right? In Eretz Yisrael, by the way, most people from Chutzlots from here will not have a clue what I'm talking about. And anybody that's in Eretz Yisrael will know. Right now, you can't get grapes. Right now, you can't get strawberries. You can't get these things. What does that mean? You can't wait.
In America, you also can get certain things.
Yeah. In England, you can get everything all at the same time. America,
it's more expensive.
It just came in now. Kubi just came in. Kubi just came in. But there's different seasons. That means when all of a sudden the strawberries, the grapes come in, I have to confound the kasimcha. You know why? Because now for the next 4 months, I'm eating grapes. No, anything.
Star fruit isn't always in season.
And I'm not eating simcha because I'm going to eat my star fruit for the next 4 months. But I want to have grapes every day. And there's no grapes now. 2 weeks time, there's going to be grapes. Ah, that's a simcha. That's murdering. Right, for example, I said, you might own Rosie Vicky Shekhon having a baby girl.
Why do you want to have a baby girl?
Mamish, it's ain't good. Moses says, right? Moses says, right? It's a big shy to make a Shekhon and say, I'm having a baby girl.
You make a big shy to
make a baby girl. It's toy, but the essence of a girl is a big shy to Mishnah Brewer himself. Listen to this. I'm going to tell you something that Chiddush you probably never heard in your life. The Chofetz Chaim says in the Shatzir that a woman wants to have a boy more than a husband. What's the chance? I was thought a woman wants to have a girl and the husband wants the boys, right? That's normally how it works. He says, no. A man wants to have a girl. Why? No, the man says, why? He wants to kind of lose a boy and a girl. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah. Boys and boys. She wants boys and daya and daya and daya. The man is looking at Shatina, Moti Gazak. I think this is wrong. The whole world thinks this. The whole world thinks, no. The woman wants a girl. Back to the gotcha.
Cheaper weddings.
I don't know which country you're in. Okay, wait a second. So Chazal was that when the new fruits come into the season, the Sabbath is a shayla of a shechionim. Now, what are we going back to, Rabbi Yisai? Originally, since the Morgan of Rome, when was this bracha kedem? When was the bracha of shechionim made? When you saw the fruit. You go to Makolet, you see a star fruit, that's what you do, right? That's how it goes. You mummish over at Makkah, you see the fruit, like, Moti Kasimcha! But it's my name, it says the Mishavu, no! We don't get a simcha when you see a star, but you get a simcha when you see a star. I'm sure when you taste it, oh, this is a great simcha! But maybe when you taste it, that will be a shayla of Shachiyon. Now, the shayla is Be'esem. Before we get into the lochas of fruit, a person has to know, Shlomo Zalman used to say like this, the Olam knows when you take an orange, you know, it's soil, you must wash it. What's the pshat? Because on the outside of the orange are little bugs, and they're covered over by a little scab. Zub Shlomo Zalman, isn't this Meisah of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the God Lador? What did Shlomo Zalman say? If you are too lazy to check for bugs, Simcha, if you're too lazy to check for bugs, you might as well go to a Treva restaurant and eat a confounding meal. You know why? Because when you eat the bugs of the orange or the strawberry, whatever it may be, but we said 5, 6, 7 lamb in every single one. When you go to a favorite restaurant, no, maybe you'll get 2. When he buys fruit, so you know, I just saw came out, Mamish today, Mamish was already came out today in the post by me in the mail, a whole thing of the Toshin Ein Arab, how to check for bugs, all the latest mitzvahs
from
the fruit.
A person was from home.
Rabbi. Mamish today, I saw it came in the letter, came in the mail today. A whole thing, how
did you bring it to Yeshiva?
What?
I see it.
Right, no problem. It's in Hebrew though.
I know.
But you can buy across the street, by the way. You can buy a book. They just came out with a whole book there. All pictures.
It changes every day.
Changes all the time. But that's what Rabbi says to know. That before you buy the fruits, you have to know what you're dealing with over here. There are certain fruits, I think figs, for example. Is he actually bechlal to check? Right? Mamish, he answered the check. Not shy to check the bechlal. I mean, a person has to know before we discuss our office with Shechiyono, if he's going to buy fruits, he must know what he's buying. He must know how to check it properly. 7 lavim. Okay, let's go back to it. Now, Ba'atam, before we discuss which food to make Shechayonu on, how do we make the bracha of Shechayonu? Do we make, what am I saying? Do we say, bracha eats Shechayonu and eat? Do we say Shechayonu ha'eitz and then eat? Or do we say ha'eitz, eat, and then Shechayonu? You know what I'm saying? Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Whatever
you want.
What's that? First Shechayonu. Eat, and then Shechayonu. I think Rabbi Yoel is saying the mice of the minute oil. The minute oil is you make a Shechayonu, and then you eat. That's the minute oil, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that's the diet. The Mishnah Berurah.
What?
The Mishnah Berurah says, "Lechatzchila, what a person is supposed to be doing, Mr. Fletcher. How do you make Shechayonu? You make the Shechayonu first, then you make our eights, and then you eat. Back to Chasam Soi, I don't know what's going on with me. Says the Chasam Soi, but Tony Bishen, the Tony Kaiser. What does that mean?
Make more.
Anything you do more
Often
is
worse. Oh, Tony Bishen, you done it. Oh, you don't make a Shechayonu, and then
the
eight.
So we make Shechayonu first, then.
That's the Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatzchila, you make the Shechayonu first.
Why?
Why?
The half-sex is because of the half-sex.
Yeah. The right side, I'm so to say the mimic, Lemaisa. The mimic Lemaisa is like what the Oil said, I think this is Minig Oilam. This is what I made a poll last night with the Oilam, and we came out the Maisa, the Minig Oilam is what the Oil is saying, and everybody said, you should do what? Eat, Shechayonu, and we eat. Okay. It's about the Mishabu means now, whenever you do the Maisa, you're okay. Now, Maisa, this is very important. Most of the world most people in the world have a tremendous mistake. Wow. Go and ask somebody, when do you make a Shechayonu? When do you make a Shechayonu a fruit, and when do you not make a Shechayonu? No, they'll tell you. If I've had this fruit within the year, then I can't make a Shechayonu. If I've not had it within the year, then I can't make a Shechayonu, right?
No, 30 days.
Has been the season.
30 days.
Happiness.
Not that.
Happiness, what? I hate to be unanswerable people. Oh, but actually, it's a tremendous mistake, Mr. Rand, right? We said before in the beginning, Shechayonu is only on one thing, seasons. That means if you have a grape that comes in three times a year, different seasons, that means it's gone, goes back, three times. You can make a Shechayonu each time. Because it's not only when you last had it. It's only the season of the fruit. If this season of this fruit, Lemaisa, is a brand new season, for example, grapes, I don't think you and Makali can get grapes. Learn it there. I think not. Mimela, if tomorrow morning you go to Makali, grapes come in. The vine is a bad new season. Make a Shechayonu on that
ship then. Are you making a Shechayonu?
Oh, very good. We're going to get to that. Very good.
So basically, let's say, Gatorade started coming in.
Who?
Gatorade.
Drink. Parrot. 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 Parrot.
Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot.
Parrot. Parrot. Parrot.
Parrot.
Parrot.
Parrot. Parrot.
Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot.
Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot.
Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. Parrot. I'm saying to you, depends on whether you make Shechayonu or Tokamit. When you get it, we'll speak to each other, we'll
have a chat. No, I'm scenario, okay? I'm
not saying. Maybe I can point to the
Kalo. I don't care what's that going to happen.
Get everything, we'll get
everything. Okay, everybody's tight.
Pizza with mama.
Now, Maisa, do you make a Shechayonu on a dried fruit? Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah about enough? Why not? Because a person will get a simple when he sees a dried food, because he doesn't know if this dried from this season, or the last season, or the one before. The man is not trying to make a shekhi on that. Rabbi said it's a bomb cash of the he. Because I just told you that if strawberries, Rabbi said, came in the new season, what book can you make? Shekhi onu. Rabbi said, how about cash? How about cash? You do that. How can you make a shekhi on a strawberry, Mr. Fletcher? You go to the freezer, have frozen strawberries. So where's the simcha? You can get what? Frozen strawberries? Oh, they're not the same as the fresh ones. And Mela, when you get a fresh strawberry, the bad, you can make a champignon on it. Who has in Rabbi Isai? If you get canned fruit, you buy, for example, the store, you can buy every single kind of canned fruit. That means, l'chura, I should not be able to make a shekhiyon on anything I can get canned. How does no? Like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Galalek, that if the maisa, it tastes different than the chayr it does. Then a fresh fruit is better than a non-fresh fruit. Then a mayo, when the new season comes in, this already is kaveh a shekhiyon. And a mayo, a person can make a shekhiyon. Why do we not?
Do we?
No, we do not. No, we do not make shekhiyon on dried fruit. Rather not. Because dried fruit, a person does not know where it came from, which season it is. And maybe we only make a bok shekhiyon on the new season. So by side, point number one. We have to know. It's not turning the year. It's not turning 30 days. It's turning the new season of each individual. I asked a bunch of things. They asked a bunch of Feinstein.
How long into the season can you make a bracha?
Okay.
How long into the season can you make a
bracha? You haven't had it. Surprise, this is a new season of fruit. But like I said, what happens? Tu B'Shvat comes in. You get yourself a whole plate of Tu B'Shvat fruits. 15 different shekhiyonos. How many shekhiyonos do you make?
One.
Oh, Hashem Gavaldik. How about if you took a shekhiyonos fruit and you cooked it up? Now they serve it to you. You make a shekhiyonos?
Pesach.
Pesach?
Yeah, you only make one shekhiyonos for the whole seder.
So much for her, that's for this month. Can you check on this month? Now we're going on this month.
Sure, also.
Now, on my side, what you do if it's cooked? So the place in my body, you can't make a shakiyonu after it is cooked. Okay, on my side. Now I'm going to fight her. Who are they, on my side? Coconut. You make a shakiyonu on a coconut? No, it's not a coconut. It's enough to me now. No, on my side, you can shakiyonu on a coconut. How many kids are going to come of it? You can give you coconut. Make a shakiyonu.
It's always the season.
Oh, it's always the season. It could be the number of my college. It's always around. But she has to spoil. Now, you have to know, this extremely again. Last night, I gave a shiur to Bishmak with a different oilam, and they asked me a question like this. Somebody's coming from Chutzlaret, he's going to go to Marks and Spencer, or Tesco's, or Walmart, there you go. ShopRite. And he's going to go to them, and he's going to buy every single type of fruit that he can buy, that he can't get here, he's going to bring on the airplane, and my boy said they're going to make a painless dish that's amazing. Why not? Because the place where you brought this from is a new seasonal fruit. No way! What enough given if you haven't eaten it? This and smoking is not a fruit season, Mumela. If they bring you, Mr. Fletcher, if they come to you with a brand new fruit that you never ate in your life, do you make shekhiyon?
Yeah.
No! Because it's not a seasonal fruit. They go down to Tesco's and they get you a beautiful bunch of grapes. No, because in Eric, because in England, it's all the time. That's why in Rabbi said, Chutzlaret have to be so good in some ochres. And they say the Satmar Rebbe in America never ever made a shekhiyon on fruit. Because he was always choishish that Evsha, it's not from the season, from the season before, he was a wild, he put the egg, that was what the chayimah is. And then the person has to know, if he brings a fruit from somewhere else, and that mokoi, where it came from, it's not a seasonal fruit, he cannot make a shekhiyon.
Both
becomes it is a seasonal fruit.
It's a brand new season of fruit. It depends on the matzah.
If it's a brand new season of fruit, then a chanami. That is the king season in America, you think. It's not like, yeah,
I don't
In England, you can get it all the time.
Season there is not season there. They brought it here.
Then you can't. Because this fruit is a new seasonal fruit. The good person, the fruit must see you. That's what we're saying the whole time.
Okay, so what's, why do you make a problem if he brings it in from America?
Because in America, it's not a seasonal fruit.
Not a seasonal fruit?
No. I don't know how it happens in America. I'm from in England. I don't know what goes
in
America.
In England, it isn't seasonal.
In England, you always look great. You always look strawberries.
In America, you can't get it.
Lady, I don't know how it happens in America.
I'm not sure.
You can always get grapes.
Yeah.
Then grapes will not be a seasonal fruit. Remember, if you bring grapes there, it's just soil, like this person won't be doing next week. Somebody, don't make sure you're on. Right? The next time we're in the mountains, we're going to continue tomorrow.